Okay, this is Jack Olmsted with 4-H News, and I have the great privilege to be talking with Pamela Roberts. She's the 4-H County coordinator for Jefferson County, and she's been on the job for
2 years.
Why don't you talk about what it was like taking over the program 2 years ago?
Well, you know, it was just so exciting. I really had worked primarily in the public school sector as a teacher and a principal, and so I was coming into a brand new experience. You know, I had a little bit of experience with 4-H. As a 9-year-old, I actually went to a summer camp for 4-H, so I had a lot of good feelings about it, but I didn't really know much about the organization, so it was a real steep learning curve. I think there was some nervousness on the part of the volunteer base to have somebody such as myself with not an in-depth background in 4-H coming in, and I think they were a little puzzled about, you know, where we were going to head together as a group. But I think that people are pretty generally happy now, and it's been a really exciting 2 years to come in, build a program, pull people together into a more consensus-based process and how they make decisions. They're working really great as a team. Having them look outside their own organization and realize that they are the primary marketers of the program, and really showing them some other ways to get out there in the community and share what they do, because our 4-H leaders are pretty private people. They work quietly. They don't grandstand about what they do. They fund a lot of the work that they do alone. And they've been used to working that way for a long time. And I think that we have an exciting future ahead.
How many members do you currently have in the program?
We have over 300 youth, and we have over 100 adults.
And what do the adults do?
Well, they do a variety of things. There's three major roles that adults play in 4-H. They're either organizational club leaders, which is a big responsibility. These people lead our clubs. They plan the clubs. They teach the kids parliamentary procedure. They teach them their projects. And they basically lead that whole organization of however many kids and adults that they have in it. We also have resource leaders, and these are people that are experts in their fields, and they don't lead clubs, but they're pulled in periodically to do things with clubs that are specific to their level of expertise. And then we have what are called activity leaders, and these tend to be parents whose children are in the clubs, and then they become mobilized and recruited by the club leader to do certain aspects of the project curriculum, or maybe they do arts and crafts, or maybe they do snacks, or whatever it is, but they lead activities with the children. So all three of those types of leadership roles have direct contact with the youth and work directly with the youth in different capacities.
And how about some of the programs? Can you talk about them specifically?
Well, 4-H, as most people know, has a long tradition of farm-related curricular and hands-on learning with children. And we serve children in grades kindergarten through 12th grade, so we are sort of the youth arm of the land-grant university system, which is the federally subsidized university system across the nation. In Washington State University is the land-grant university. Over 100-year tradition of farm-related activities, and the depth of those particular projects is mind-boggling. It's more than I can even absorb a lot of the time when I go to these clubs and see 7-year-olds standing up in front of groups and talking in Latin terms about diseases of goats or whatever. So, you know, they're very well-developed curricular bases. But we also have a lot of new project areas that are, you know, continuing to be developed, and they become more in-depth as years go by. So most people probably wouldn't associate 4-H with things like video production or robotics or digital photography and these kinds of things. So farm roots, but, you know, we're in the 21st century, and we're just basically serving educational needs for youth in rural areas, and wherever that's going, that's what we're going to be doing.
I'm with Pamela Roberts. She's the 4-H coordinator for Jefferson County, and this is Jack Olmsted with 4-H News, and this is our second podcast, And we'll be back with Pamela Roberts right after these messages.